All right, thank you so much. On this Wednesday evening, close to 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, it is September 13th, 2017. Another, if you have questions, we have answers episode, and we have a few callers on this simulcast conference call. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Hi, Dharmananda, welcome.
Thank you.
Felicia in Fresno.
Felicia from Fresno. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
It's Felicia, correct?
Alicia.
Alicia, all right. Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Good evening to you. Thank you. Hi.
All right. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
Hi, Cleo. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure. All right. And those joining in online through BBS Radio, thank you for being here. And if you do have questions that you would like to be asked during the channeling tonight, give it a try. Email your questions to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. So, give it a try. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome. And the next caller, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry Brown. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, hi. It's good.
All right. I saw your picture with the rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I remember that.
All right. The next caller, welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody else joined in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
All right. And we are live on the internet through BBS Radio. Welcome to you if you're listening in online. Thank you for being here. And Terry, do you know if Vin is getting ready?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, good.
I just talked to him.
All right, thank you.
When's Ben transcribing and people been transcribing the hurricane call?
All right. Somebody else joining in, welcome. Say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi,
how are you doing? Hi, Don.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Greetings to all.
All right.
Don.
So, Wynn will be here shortly. And then we will take off with, if you have questions, we have answers. Thank you so much, Daddy, for your dedication. This is so awesome.
Yeah, it's like they got good energy. I like it when they come through.
Mm-hmm.
I get a chance to take a little vacation.
Yes. And the you said you had a few people doing the transcriptions, and is Vin is preparing this to get out to the email list?
Yeah, he is, and he's really enjoying it. It's just, it's really amazing.
All right.
I'm interested in the one that we did after, too, the one that was about the fires.
Yes, on Monday.
Yeah. I'm wondering if anybody heard any news about how that fire in Oregon's doing.
I have
yes.
not.
Yes, it's much better. I heard it was much better because they...
Oh, right, all right. That's good news.
Yeah.
It was much better because what?
They got some rain.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was interesting what you're saying about the thermite.
Yes, I never heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, neither. Plus, they said the fires are burning hot, and, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I know they're definitely spraying aluminum,
mm-hmm.
one of the components of those jet trails. And aluminum's a component of thermite. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Even just aluminum burns, I think.
They found traces of thermite in, one of the mountains, Mount Shasta or something, they found traces of thermite when they did analysis of the chemtrails.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that would be there naturally.
No. And if you listen to the news, it's like you hear the firefighters say, you know, I never saw a fire burn that hot or intense before. And they aren't just imagining it either.
Mm-hmm. And regarding the Oregon fire, it was somebody living there who said, probably 2 weeks ago or so, there was a fire that had started.
Yeah.
The commander of the fire said, no, we're going to let it burn. It will be a natural fire. It will take care of itself. And it got completely out of hand.
Yeah, it's like, it's natural for a forest to have lightning and to have a fire and to burn out undergrowth.
It'd be beneficial, even.
Yeah, but if, I mean, if it's thermite in it, it's just mm-hmm. explosive and it's burning too hot and it's burning up the seedlings and the seeds for the new trees and it's hurting the forest. A natural forest fire burns up the undergrowth and the dead trees and stuff, but then it reseeds itself.
Vin, you are causing an echo.
Vin, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you came on, there was an echo then. I hear myself.
I don't hear an echo.
Because
no,
you're using it.
Yeah, we hear it.
When you
I sent a question, but I tried to send it through the natural... it says address not found, so I sent it on Gmail.
Who did you send it to?
You sound way in the background, Wayne.
I tried to do the questions at intelligentinfinity.com, but it says address not found. I don't know if that's...
Did you do it intelligent-infinity.com?
Yes. The one you sent me, yes, is address not found.
Really? I used it today, so it must still be working.
I mean, the controller's messing with my computer.
I didn't get a question from you, Don. Did you check it? I just sent it late.
and welcome.
Thank you.
And more people have joined here in the last few minutes. Thank you all for being here. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hey, everyone. It's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, Bonnie. Hello.
Everybody's echoing now.
Yeah, everybody.
Yo.
Hello, Shirley, Ohio.
Shirley, good evening.
Ohio, Ohio.
Psychedelic.
Echo.
I'm sure.
I'm losing my mind.
Eyes.
Yes, Ren.
Try muting people, and let's see.
Mute the lines?
I can barely hear you, Wynn.
I can barely hear you, but let me mute the lines. You test over.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, Wynn.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Do I have an echo?
That is a lot better. Let me see for the echo. Go ahead.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
3, 4.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It is still there.
I hear an echo.
Because yes, the echo does not happen when you talk, Wynn, but when somebody else talks, you hear it, but you don't.
All right. I'm getting off this headset. All right.
All right, and to all those that are here listening in through BBS Radio Online, thank you so much for being here, and we welcome you. Let's see, another call just came in. We have the lines muted. You've been here.
Is this better?
Let's see. Yeah, no more echo, right?
1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, we're good.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Better.
I'm loud
much
enough?
Better.
Yes, a lot louder too than the other one. Yes, better.
I'm louder than the other one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So the lines are muted. I'm ready to start the recording on this 13th of September.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is September 13th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And Wednesday, questions and answers. We have some really good questions today. And let me see here. Terry, you're not ready, but let's see.
No, I'm never ready. Unless I'm going to talk, then I'm ready. But if they're going to talk, I don't know what they're going to say. So I'm just here.
All right. Well, that's probably a good sign that you don't know what they're going to say, because then you can't make it up. And
no.
You would be a genius if you could make it up, right?
Probably, yeah. I'm glad they're here, though, because, like, you know, I'm going, oh, my gosh, you know, what are we going to say? And they're going, don't worry, we got it.
Right. So let us go in the light. We have some, you know, a lot of people were inspired to ask questions about our Hurricane Irma and earthquake session we did, which I'm almost finished. Reading the transcription again, it is amazing. And I'll be sending it out, hopefully, tonight or tomorrow. And in the meantime, we'll call in the light and get down to work. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system,
through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is spot on, and we do honor free will. We honor beings everywhere. And are thankful for life forms, and we share an echo. We'll try to go above the echo, although it is disconcerting.
Yeah.
To contact everyone on the line who wishes to be contacted, and we are there directly. We do not come through the telephone line. We honor free will and are here to assist where we can. If we ever say anything that does not make total sense to you, then disregard it as it does not apply to you at this time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And I'm not sure. Let me try something here. Why are you having an echo?
It went away.
Oh, the echo went away?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right.
Somebody else just paying attention.
Okay. All right. So let's start from D, from Xenia.
And Ohio?
I think that's Xenia, Ohio, yes. Okay? And she was woken up this morning, at least the morning that she wrote this. I think it was, it might have been last week. I was woken up this morning to someone talking to me. I could feel a slight sensation or a light pressure at the base of my brain, as if someone turned on a circuit. It was very distinct, and as this occurred, I heard a female voice speak, just a few words to me. I'm regretting not having written it down and what was said. Can your sources tell me who it was and what they were trying to convey? This is a first for me. I keep thinking about it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a spirit from the other side attempting to make contact with you. Give us a moment. It was a message that they wanted to convey. Like from an old friend to say hello. So when you go to sleep, ask for the message to come through and more clarity and longer. And begin to write dreams down when you wake up.
be sure to take enough B vitamins, because those will help you to remember. Thank you.
Was it someone, a discarnate entity that Dee knew from another lifetime or this lifetime?
It was an old friend who was giving a message of hello.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes people, when that happens, they try to assign a lot of meaning to it. Like, oh my God, I'm getting guidance. And oftentimes, it may not be that. It may just be someone you had a connection with found the pathway to say hello to you.
And, yes.
It's not necessarily good to superstitious it in such a way to think that, because, you can give up your power. You'll get the wrong source talking to you that tries to hook you because of the superstitious part of it, thinking that something's talking to you that knows better than yourself. Am I correct on that?
Yes. That is correct. But establish contact more. Ask for more contact, but be guarded to maintain your own center and your own thought pattern. And as Wynn says, do not assign too much other control to that.
Yeah. I mean, if you notice, you know, we're talking to what identifies itself as very high sources, but never do they attempt to control us, to tell us what to do. They're very careful in how they answer questions so they don't take away your power. You know, one of the most important lessons in this realm is discernment. And if anyone is trying to make decisions for you and you start following it, you lose your ability to learn discernment, because you can only learn discernment by making decisions and even making bad decisions. Because when you make a bad decision, you learn from that. So don't be afraid to make decisions. And
you are your own center. You are your own source. And when another being or even when our group comes through, it is like brothers or sisters or brothers and sisters talking, not that one has some huge control or status over the other. You are source of your own thought, and it is to be honored.
Thank you. Next question is from Dharmananda, okay? And I'm going to make a comment before I turn it over to our sources. There's a fellow by the name of Baba Ito who lives in Boulder Creek, who still claims to be the Messiah. You said that the Messiah is in the Middle East. And now, I don't believe we said the Messiah is in the Middle East. They said an aspect of Jesus was in the Middle East. Okay? I'm
sure they said
that.
Who said that?
They said our sources. at one point it was indicated that Jesus might be in a body somewhere. Now, maybe that was something negative. I don't know, but that's what came true.
We do not see him in the Middle East, except that there are many people in the Middle East who are bringing in the image from where he is. And so the image may be resent from the Middle East, but he is simply in a body that is it is anchoring energy for the Christ consciousness for many.
But he's not being recognized.
He is not recognized.
Okay. So he's in a body, but he's not being recognized.
And he's not in the Middle East.
Yeah. And let me go back and talk about Messiah, okay? This is very important. According to the whole concept of a Messiah, from what I came to in all of my study, was an aspect of the Anunnaki trying to create a huge control mechanism in this realm. And that, interestingly enough, when I questioned Terry Friedman about Jesus, he would always say that when Jesus was traveling with his disciples, he would tell his disciples, don't tell anybody that I'm the Messiah, okay? So he did not want to be recognized as a Messiah in his travels with his disciples.
That is correct.
My take is that the whole idea of Jesus was, this is my idea, okay? And of course, sources don't want to corroborate it, it's okay. But my idea is that Jesus was, in his early training, was being assigned the role of Messiah by sources that wanted to use him as a control mechanism. And there was another man in this lifetime that I was aware of that had a similar thing happen. He wasn't called a Messiah. There was time period. His name was Krishnamurti. And the story of Krishnamurti was a member of the Theosophical Society, went to India and found what they thought was an enlightened being, and they brought him back into this country and tried to make him be a messianic figure in theosophy. But they didn't use the word Messiah. They used the word world teacher. And he was a young man, and he just was going along with it until at a certain point he said, forget this. He dumped them, and then he actually went around giving talks and lectures. You can find him on YouTube, Krishnamurti. And he was really wise. And I used to go see him when I was younger, and I loved hearing him talk. But he had absolutely no pretense. He stood on his own wisdom and touched people. And he didn't, he discarded the recognition of the group, the Theosophical group, at a fairly young age, and said, I'm not going to be controlled by this group. And my take I've never heard anyone else say this. Maybe they have, but I haven't seen it, is that Jesus was being groomed to do this, and that he dumped it, and he said, I'm just taking some regular people to walk around with me, and I'm going to stand on my own creation and my own wisdom, and I'm not going to need the support of being a Messiah or a title. And that's why he had his disciples write down everything he said. So he knew they were designing him for this, and that he made it so his real words would have to be communicated in the way it was designed, and his real wisdom had to be communicated, because when he would die, they were going to resume the Messiah thing, okay, and attempt to control people through the exaltation of this person who they would present as a Messiah. But on the other side of it, in spite of the recognition level, see, the recognition level is very deceptive, because the fact of the matter is Jesus was anchoring an energy from the higher realms, which people call the Christ consciousness or the Christ energy, and he was the portal to that energy. He was a portal. And he said, these things I do, you can do too. So it means other people can be a portal to that energy. But Jesus, what was the principal portal of that period, and the use and the connection to Jesus helps other people access that portal. So the important aspect of all of this is not the recognition level of Jesus as a Messiah, but the accessing of the portal of the Christ consciousness. And when we talked about this to our sources, they said we were accessing that portal on these calls and in the work we're doing. And that's one of, what is the Christ consciousness? You'll never hear this from anybody else. No one says this but me. So you don't have to believe it. You can just put it into the considerations of stuff. The Ra Group has been working with humans for thousands or maybe tens of thousands of years. I don't know. And this is not in the Ra material. This is me asking questions and making my own material, where the Ra Group, according to my sources, our sources, created an energy matrix. It's hard to find a vocabulary, but I'll use that. An energy matrix in a higher dimension that we can access in this dimension, and it bypasses the veil, and it allows people an entry into love, loving each other, the law of one, and higher dimensional connections, and that Jesus anchored that consciousness. And, you know, one of the things as I was, like, researching all of this, trying to believe it, and I did talk about it at a previous time. I'm not going to go through all the details, but one interesting observation is that the people that anchored this consciousness are the people that channeled Ra, and we will use Edgar Cayce as an example, who was a fundamentalist Christian and believed that it was the Christ speaking through him, and that I pretty well became convinced And I made the point in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce that it was the Rock Room that was speaking through Edgar Cayce, and that they could never tell him or identify themselves in that way because it didn't fit with Casey's fundamental Christianity, and he may have dumped the project. So all he knew is he heard a voice and said it was the Christ, but never had any more understanding of it than that. Now, Carla Rucker never identified with the Rock Group as connected to Jesus, but she definitely identified with the Christ consciousness. And she would go to church every Sunday, and she would sing in choir, and she identified with Jesus as her personal anchor point for spirit, okay? So this whole idea of Messiah, from my perspective, was a construct of the negative. Now, I don't really want to go out talking about that because I don't want to come up against the traditional Christians who believe in the Bible and put something so contrary to that in their face. So, you know, we have a pretty, you know, how would I say, a consistent group showing up on these calls, and I can share that here. And it's not really important to tell that to a traditional Christian who has managed to access the Christ energy, and he doesn't, if he's accessing it, to tell him that would only confuse him, because you have to be fairly open and sophisticated to even consider the possibility of a Ra group, okay? You know, otherwise, it's a traditional Christian, if he hears you talking about the Ra group giving messages, will has been trained to think that that is demonic, most likely. And they would think probably, or some of them would think that what we do is demonic. It's part of the training to keep the energy under the banner of traditional Christianity and to keep the churches having their power. Now, one of the first things that triggered me to the idea of a connection between the Ra group and Christianity was something David Wilcox said, where they were speaking through him. And by the way, David is not a Christian. I never heard him say anything. And he's not really, no longer, channeling Ra, as far as I know. Or if he is, I'm not sure it's the same Ra. Okay? But I don't want to, like, go into that. I'm just pointing out how tricky. You know, I talked about discernment earlier, and I had to go through all of these things for my own level of discernment, because what we're doing now is I take it as a great responsibility, and I want to give the best direction and information possible. So I had to just keep figuring this thing out so I could get explanations that would I was comfortable with and that I could talk about, and I could see the overview picture. But it's not important to everyone to understand all of this. You have to be, I would say, a pretty open-minded seeker. And if you are and you keep paying attention to us, there's a huge amount of aha enlightenment that comes through what we bring forth. But a huge amount of people won't even pay attention because it is too much in the face of a traditional belief system. So you have to let them have their belief system. It's not important to convert them into our belief system. You can invoke the Christ energy without understanding all of this. And you can understand all of this without invoking the Christ energy. Okay? So it's important to do both. Now I'll turn it over to our sources. I have no idea what you're going to say about all that, but thank you. We don't hear anything.
All right.
Hello? There we go. I hear you.
All right. Good. Ken, I am sorry. I phased completely out. Can you bring up the question again? That's a Terry, and I'm going back into channeling mode.
Okay. So you didn't hear what I said?
No.
Now, I don't know if you heard, if you didn't hear it. I don't know if they heard it or not. So I'll tell you what. I'll just read
they
this
might
question.
Have. Okay.
I'll read this question. And it had to do with the idea of Messiah. Of a Messiah. Was Jesus really a Messiah?
Yeah. Now that I go back into channeling mode, I know the question. They were listening.
Okay, right. Good. Right. So what Dharmananda said, Baba Ito is some kind of guru who lives in Boulder Creek, California, still claims to be the Messiah, and that I said the Messiah was in the Middle East. And I corrected that immediately because I never said the Messiah was in the Middle East. They said Jesus was in a body, and I thought it might have been Tibet, but I don't think it was the Middle East.
Yes.
That's correct. It was Tibet.
Tibet, yes.
Yeah.
And, but he's incognito. He's merely holding energy for the people praying.
And so then Dharmananda asked, could there be two messiahs and is Baba one of them? And, okay, I turn it over to our sources and won't say any more.
All right. We take a look. And we zoom in to what is a messiah. There are messiahs for the town, messiahs for the health profession. There are messiahs, but this is not what is meant. By Messiah is what the meaning is. So we ask, where would be the Messiah for the world or the believers in general? And we see that it is multi-layered and that although the fellow in Boulder Creek can tap in to that energy and has a dear purpose in relaying it and spreading, that he is only one of an aspect of the true Christ consciousness. We do not wish to put disrespect on anything that he is doing. We hesitate to even say that he is a reflection and a resender of the Messiah energy. Thank you.
So, the word Messiah, as it's used in traditional Christianity, would say that the one known as Jesus took on the sins of this planet, and that via grace, we didn't have to work out our karma anymore. They didn't say it like, but that's what I'm saying. Because by dying
on the cross, there was danger in the way that you were saying it, because there is a certain segment of the religious population that believe that he took it on, and so they can just go ahead and sin more and sin more, and he's just taking it on. So one individual has to take responsibility for his own sins, and to get the propensity to sin under his control and understood by himself, rather than have the... This is very old and dates back into hundreds of years back into the church, that if you present your penance or your pennies, that then it will be written off, and then you can next Saturday night go and do it over again. So one needs to beware that they themselves are responsible for their actions, and it is not something that can be dispensed with, and one must, to be clear, to let it go, to can give it up, can clear the slate, but they themselves are responsible, and they can give up their guilt and let it be taken away from them, but they themselves are source and responsible parties. To let their guilt go is very good and allows them to clear the slate and to not keep bringing it up to prove that they were right in the first place.
Thank you. I do believe what I was talking about earlier, that Jesus was bringing in a matrix of the Ra group, and perhaps he was also bringing in aspects of the Elohim grace energy, which I've never read anywhere or heard about, but the fact that he used the word grace made me think that. So if people can hold their energy high enough, they can be reborn where they're in aspects of higher dimensions that are above, quote unquote, their sins. Can you comment on that?
Yes, but it is in a way irrelevant that it is an aspect of the Ra group or the Elohim. In a way, it is irrelevant because it is their connection with the Christ consciousness or with grace. It is their connection and grace and the Christ consciousness are holding the energy for them. So it's not like having another fellow in between. It is like direct.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let us go to the next question. All right. Now we have two. We have 7 minutes. Let's see if we can get this through. Quickly. All right. This is from Sherry in Bozeman, Montana.
Yes, Sherry.
We have learned about working with the consciousness of hurricanes in conjunction with the Elohim. And we have learned about bringing in lower frequencies through prayer and rain to temper forest fires. When it comes to earthquakes, we, the Whole Planet Healing Group, have been asking for a gradual release of pressure and for releases that do not harm humanity. Is there a way to work with the consciousness of earthquakes by region in advance of a major event? Do earthquakes respond to recognition, like hurricanes?
The energy travels very fast from one section to another section of the earth and happens very, very fast. So one needs to look at the guardians of the sectors, much like the guardians of the sectors of rainstorms. One needs to look at the guardians of the sectors of Earth and the rigidity of sections in the Earth that the energy simply scoops over and around, or other sectors where it moves directly more slowly through.
Okay. And our last question was, the Yellowstone volcano is fairly close to me. Does it need anything?
Yes, we realized that.
Does it need anything from me or our group?
To pray for peace in this manner. When there are wars on the other side of the planet from Yellowstone, it affects this side of the planet and it affects Yellowstone. To pray for a calming of the lava in the pool, a calming and a moderation of temperature, a slowing down of the release of expression from the one side of the earth to the other, a peaceful prayer for the other side of the planet, that those who have been fighting for eons there. We are speaking slowly because we are moving through the vestiges of time, taking pressure off, to calm the lava energies that, because of their molten nature, they reflect the energy from around the area and clear through to the other side. The energy coming across from the South Pacific, which then when it reaches Yellowstone, it moves and is pulled directly there, which makes the
influx of energy stronger, and we are speaking slowly to help cool the explosive nature of some of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Jim Lyhat has a question. He's actually like a dissertation here, okay? And he's trying to understand spinningness with regards to hurricanes.
It is so, the spinningness that it is started from the Earth, the spinningness of the Earth. And because of the differential in heat temperatures between the surface of the ocean and the surface of the air, it begins to skin in a reflection of the spinning of the Earth. And it takes up almost a life of its own as it circles and circles and begins to pull energy from around it, from the surroundings, from the ocean. And spinningness brings in a rudimentary consciousness from the all that is, from the plasma that exists everywhere, from the all is nothing. It begins to focus, like a lens, the awareness that is available in the all that is, in the patterns, the string theory, the patterns of strings that make up how things form, how things express themselves, how things manifest. And it brings into the manifest focalized consciousness that can then be aware to some degree of its surroundings. And what it is expressing in power. Thank you.
Thank you. So then there was the comment, through evaporation conditions, namely the energy stored in the ocean form of heat, through evaporation and the resulting thermodynamic action, spinningness is created. It is this spinningness that provides the matrix for consciousness to manifest.
Yes.
This spinning list is apparently true for all consciousness.
Yes.
So, basically, you have the evaporation of the water.
Yes. The cooling of the ocean based upon the evaporation of the water under the influence of the heat of the sun,
mm-hmm.
or the heat of the water.
And, let's see, and that creates the spinningness of the hurricane.
It is the Earth. It is the Earth's spinningness that is then reflected in the spinningness of the air current.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we'll leave that where it is for the moment. And if Jim wants to take that and refine his question for next week, then he can do that.
Yes.
And on that note, we're going to end this call. Do you have any closing comments?
Our heart energy love moves out to Jim and to each person on the call. You are an important part of
a change for the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, on that note, we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing, and